Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the Voice of the American Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones right now. Here in communist-occupied America, there are free zones. For those of you in those occupied zones, God bless you. You're in our thoughts and our prayers. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to all of you out there as well. We hope you had a wonderful weekend and more interesting stuff happening all the time, isn't there?
Oh boy, yep, there is. It's on. The patriots get it. First of all, patriots, we're dumping. We dumped our Facebook. Well, I didn't do anything with my Facebook. We stopped posting anything on there. I need to actually go and remove it.
Right.
It's not a temporary thing. It's not like, we're putting Facebook in time out because of their content and their behavior. So we'll give them 30 days and then we'll give them a try again.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope. They are complicit in a communist coup of our government. They are their enemy propaganda tools.
Right.
And right along with most of the other social media. So
right. And, India took the first step. Their entire nation just dumped all Chinese apps, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Where they recently found out that they've been collecting all this data and and everything. The entire nation rose up and banned all of those apps. Yep. They just dumped them.
Zoom,
flat.
TikTok, all those Chinese based. A lot of people maybe they don't even know the technocracy that's put in place on one side, and then how much the Chinese intelligence, Chinese Communist Party is behind a lot of the ownership of a lot of the apps that Americans use on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Of course, a lot of people they don't care.
Yeah.
But
and they need to dump them. We all need to dump them just like India did. There's, we should be ahead of them, actually.
Well, we are. And we had a president who is actually still the rightfully elected president.
He is still the president.
In exile.
Yep. Yeah, apparently. That's a good way to look at it. That, we're like, what is he, out on Elba?
Well, his legacy of fighting communism, stellar. And he did so much to protect our military, our grid, our infrastructure, our critical infrastructure from any type of Chinese produced electronic devices, the Huawei, and the other stuff that's in every household. Well, let's not put it in our military and let's not make it, integrated into our
infrastructure.
Right. Our critical infrastructure, our telecommunications and everything. And so his fraudulency has been going through signing all of the, we talk about Joe Biden. First of all, he's not the president.
He is not the president.
And he doesn't even know. And none of this stuff. And people are saying, oh, man, Joe Biden's doing this. Oh, did you see what Joe Biden did? No, Joe Biden's not doing anything.
That's right.
He is like a little puppet. Somebody's got their hand right up there, making him flap his lips and nod his head and move his arm to sign executive orders. That's it. He is surrounded by an entire force of operatives, of communist operatives. All he's doing is just signing paper. And there he is on a hot mic, not realizing that his microphone is on, overheard saying, well, I don't even know what this is. What's in this? It doesn't matter. Just sign it. Mr. Fraudulency.
Right. And he's signing blank executive orders.
Yeah, just putting his signature on.
Yeah, he's. It's like
I gotta try to find that again.
It's like writing blank checks. It's the same principle.
Unreal.
And just handing them to whomever in this liberal communist party wants to fill out the content.
Yeah.
Are they kidding? Well, okay. So, all right. I need to quit acting surprised. These are communists.
Exactly.
These are communists. Bingo. And this is a coup. And
right.
Duh.
So these are the Bolsheviks.
Right.
If you want to study about what's going on in the world, go back and read about the Bolshevik Revolution in the 19 teens.
Right, 17, I think, like 1917, 1918.
Right, right. Well, there was a whole period of time there where even the think speak type of a very good book that did a great job of illustrating it is written by Ayn Rand, a lady who escaped Russia, was moved here, migrated to the United States. She wrote Atlas Shrugged, but she wrote a book called We the Living. The day-to-day, it is a novel, but it really painted the day-to-day life of what these people were going through. The type of just insane stuff like what we are seeing today. Of course, we're surpassing it. I mean, now, we've got men wearing dresses being pointed to the highest, places in our government to oversee the administration. We've gone, like Hunger Games, the Capitol, but anyway, yeah, it would be very much like the Bolshevik Revolution when they took over Russia.
Right.
Yeah. And brought in communism.
Right. And so, yeah, boy, but let's just keep this in mind. We do want to go over the basic points, but let's get to the word of the day.
Yeah, let's. And while I'm thinking of it, what we want to do is not talk about the fraudulency election. We don't want to be reactionary to the news that
right.
the fake news is trying to generate, and we're running along trying to react to everything that they're saying
as if they were legitimate.
Right, exactly. So what we want to do is approach it a little bit differently. And then we were talking about this. As more like this like, is what the charges are against these people. These are their indictments.
Right. And so
what our news headlines to them are indictments we are going to be keeping a running tab of.
That's right. Because we needed to understand, first of all, we're not going to be just reporting the news as we had been prior to this coup. We have to actually change our frame of mind as to how we even need to be talking about anything that is news according to a country that has just had an illegal coup happen.
Right.
And so we can't even treat any of the news that we're seeing now as this is business as usual.
Right.
This is now post-American truth delivery, what Americans are going to do in a coup.
Right.
So trying to frame all of our references around the truth, because that is the true way to look at it. Any other thing would be incorrect and in error. And so we do have to keep it keep that frame of reference. And so you'll probably notice a different kind of tone, but it's still the truth. This is the truth, and that's what we're here to do, is bring you the truth and from the biblical perspective as well. And so
sorry I pulled you off of that. You were right ready to go into the Word of God, and I didn't want to lose that thought,
right?
And kind of set the tone. So,
no, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad that you actually stated that, so that people know that what to expect from us previously just reporting the truth in the standard news,
right.
To now post speaking about a post-American state of being in a coup interim before we get our president rightfully seated back where he belongs, as he was the legal winner of the presidential election. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 31 through 33, which read, "So Jehoshaphat was king over Judah. He was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in the way of his father Asa, and did not turn aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. And that's it.
Wow.
And this was such a striking verse, verse 33. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. So here they were being faced with, like, idol worship and all of, you know, the idol worshiping, what do you call those? You know, they call them the high places. They what set up
like little temples,
little temples, little rock, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they did conduct the sacrifices.
Right. And so those are the high places that they were referring to, these idolic sacrificial places. And so they had turned away from their sin. And so, you know, when we're talking about repentance, when you're talking about asking the Lord to forgive you and repenting and turning back to Him, what this is an example of is people that have repented in their mind but not in their hearts. You know, because if you truly repent in your heart, you know, like say you have an issue with alcohol, and in your mind you're saying, I will no longer drink alcohol, but you keep all your alcohol in your cupboards, right? And so, or if you're, you know, a smoker, and you you repent of smoking, and you say, well, I'm just not going to smoke anymore, but you still have got a couple cartons of cigarettes in the back
keep
room,
a pack
right?
of cigarettes for that emergency moment, right?
Right. Yeah. So you're not, if you're doing that, if you're keeping your sin around while you've repented in your mind, this verse 33 more or less talks about how they haven't fully repented. They haven't truly repented in their heart.
Right.
And so we had quite the discussion, you and I, about what that actually means and how it's not true repentance unless you actually change your heart in a way that is an actual 180 degree turn away from the wrong direction that you are headed, right?
Yeah.
And you can't truly turn away and truly repent unless your heart is changed, right? And so then we started looking into, you know, how do you know if your heart has changed? How do you know if you've only repented in your mind but not your heart? How do you know if your heart
well, I think
is
the
not
point
changed?
That, the point that you just made, you're still holding on to, you're still clinging to that thing that you're supposed to be repenting from. You keep it just maybe at arm's length, but it's you could reach it if you needed, if you know, I mean, it's
when you're
something
feeling
you
weak.
Should just absolutely destroy, you know, and
right.
And get it out of your life. And of course, and I want to also make clarification here. The smoker, if you're a smoker, and we're talking about sin, right? So there's this big debate.
Right.
Smoking's not a sin, or is it? Or yes, it is.
I'm just using that as a very, very rough,
right.
very practical example
right.
of
so
something you want to
so
get rid of.
So there's a young Christian out there that just yeah. gave their life to the Lord. They're still smoking, and they're struggling with that. And now all of a sudden, I'm sinning. And
it's not a sin to smoke. It's also not a sin to drink.
Well, there's arguments that, you know, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, if you're smoking and you're causing harm and it's poor stewardship of your finances yeah. and of your resources and your health and your body. And so you can make an argument for it. We're not going to get into this debate. So just hold the emails. We're not even going to. All right. I wanted to take you to task on something. Look, it's not a. It is not a salvation issue. It's not going to keep you out of hell. You might smell like hell, but you're not going to be kept out of hell because you're smoking. All right. So it's just an example. Now.
Okay. Well, so a little off topic here. But
I can feel, here comes the emails, right? Hey, you said something. And which is kind of cool because when they do, you realize, man, this is the worst like problem this person has of all the stuff that we cover in the world.
Yeah.
We get an email on some things like, wow, this guy does not know how good of a life he's got. This is his big issue he decided to take up with us and write to us about, you know. So.
Right. Well, so, but the point, I mean, to get back to the point was how do you repent in your heart from sin? And so this requires an examining of the heart that I'm going to do a separate, audio on that has a step-by-step process for a way that you can, that if you follow this step-by-step process, it helps you to evaluate true repentance. Have you truly changed in your heart, and how you can truly change in your heart? There's a process that you can go through that helps you to examine your own heart and to see if what has filled your heart is taking the place of God, and if anything is taking the place of God, it's not there in a correct position. God is to be the first on our hearts, and we are to put nothing else above him. Otherwise, right. That's called idol worship.
Yep.
Right? Whatever you're putting above God is considered an idol. And so, it's just an examining, it's a process for a way to examine your own heart and help to restore your heart by placing God back on the throne of your heart where he belongs.
There you go.
And so we'll give you a link to that. I'll have that available on Tuesday. If anybody is interested in listening to that, we will go ahead and post that Tuesday.
Hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. Where are we going to post it?
Well, we'll post it at radiofreeredout.podbean.com, and it will not be published, obviously, in our broadcast.
Right.
Yeah, this is not something that we're going to air. This will be at your own choice if you choose to, examine this process and examine your own heart in that process. So
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. Well, let's take a break and let's see. Look at Prepping 2.0. They have sponsored this segment one, here on this Monochromatic Monday, taking your preps to the next level with the podcast by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both dystopian novel authors with a lot of experience and knowledge in preparedness, but their podcast deals with taking your preps to the next level, Prepping 2.0. Prepping 2-0 is the website, -0.com. Prepping 2-0.com. There, the whole thing.
Nice.
Correctly.
So it's long.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back here in just a minute or a couple of minutes. A little bit of counter propaganda for you, and then a word from our sponsor, Coffee.
Minuteman Coffee.
There you go. I was trying to give you
Oh, I didn't know that you were waiting for me.
I totally caught you off guard. All right. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
The communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change, because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Yeah!
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt and the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by our friends over there at Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage by customized professional training at your home, in your vehicle, at your place of business, the world you operate in regularly. Strategicself-defense.com is the website. Lady Liberty, you've got some cool stuff lined up there. We want to reinforce some stuff that we started with Fired Up Friday. Okay. But first, I want to some folks have shown some concern. Thank you guys, by the way, for your prayers and support. A couple things we're up against this weekend. We did not do a show Sunday night. That was not planned. Our internet went out Saturday. We've got a new modem on the way. It was a piece of a hardware that went out. It was the troubleshoot code thing that came back with the tech support. Said you're physically, you've got this component has gone out. So a new modem is coming Tuesday or Wednesday, they said. And then we broke a water main Sunday. We're with the excavator doing repairing that, working on that all day,
which yesterday was awesome. We had a couple friends of ours from the Liberty State effort come out, and oh my gosh,
such an excavation company.
Yes, it was such a huge blessing. We so needed that help. It was unbelievable.
Yep. Never had a water main go out before. It was just like in the winter, you know, 10 inches of frozen dirt and thousands of dollars that we don't have. And we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And these people just, so awesome. So we'll finish that up today. So we'll have water again.
Yes, that's right.
But it was a really adventurous, eventful, plus the windstorm damage that, it was an amazing month. January is just really off to quite the start. why there was not a show. We are okay. Thank you guys for asking.
Right, yeah. Right. Yep, we appreciate that concern. So we had started in on Friday about things to do. What are the Trump supporters, the true Americans, the patriots, the Christian patriots supposed to do now, right?
Right.
Everything that we were expecting to happen did not happen, other than the fact that the president was elected.
Right.
Trump was the elected president.
Absolutely.
Legally.
Yep.
By a landslide. And so because he is legally elected and he is still our president, what do we do in the interim until we get him back? Well, so here's what the plan is. The first thing that we went over was Trumpers need to take the first stand, which is to take off your masks. We all need to just, you know, that's got to be the stand. The true Americans out there, we're not going to get bowled over by this scamdemic, this Chinese infiltration scamdemic. And so take off your masks. We're also going to open up all of our businesses in mass. They cannot attack everybody. And besides, they cannot legally enforce it. And if everybody bands together in class action lawsuits, and if they're fined, everyone that's fined, you know, get yourselves in a class action lawsuit. Get yourselves an attorney as a group and refuse to pay those fines.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a group of small businesses banding together in a small town.
Yes, like business solidarity, creating business solidarity where all the businesses are going to open. And this is civil disobedience. This is lawful. And we have the right to run a business and keep our businesses open.
Absolutely.
We also are going to ask everyone to open your churches.
Right.
Open all of your churches. And that is the First Amendment right. This is all constitutional civil disobedience in mass. And we have the numbers. If 100 million people do this, there's not a darn thing they're going to be able to do about it. And so basically, this is saying refuse to comply with an illegal, illegitimate, criminal government.
Right.
This is not our government. Our government is Trump, who legally won the election. So we must refuse to comply with anything they ask us to do. Ignore them. Flat out ignore them. Open your businesses and in mass. And
guys,
in fact,
you've got an awesome example of that boxing club in, where was that, New York?
That's in
Pennsylvania or New York or someplace like that, back east.
That's in Minnesota.
And oh, wow.
In okay, Rogers. Well,
still, that's occupied territory there.
Rogers, Minnesota. It says here that Mark Royce, he's a boxing club owner who's been pushed to the brink, and he says, I have nothing left to lose. He says, I'm going to teach classes whether the governor says it's okay or not. This is the only way we can make a living. That's what our business model is, Royce said. Technically, we could do virtual classes still, but you can't hit a virtual boxing bag. He says he has felt forced to open his gym for boxing classes despite the lockdown orders, and he's covered his floor to ceiling windows with paper to stave off the number of people who look in and then call the authorities on him. He said, I'm fed up and I'm done. I have nothing left. They've taken everything from us. They destroyed our business this year. They did. Yep. Not a virus. The virus did not do this, because that place is booming right there. Kohl's, the store. Target is booming. Walmart is booming.
Exactly.
And so this is what the business owners, all the small business owners, all the Trump supporters out there, open your businesses in mass.
I got an idea. A boxing club. He wants to teach students. Take the paper off the window, put your students out front, right? And the
there we go.
And the little twerps that come peeking around the corner to report you, there's your training.
That's right. Hey, you know, maybe we should send them a few wiffle bats.
Oh, yeah. So those are, you're calling for violence. You're calling for violence. Well, just say, you can't snitch on your fellow Americans if you're not, you have to be conscious, right? We're talking about, look, boxing is a legitimate sport.
It is.
All right, this is training. So it's just training. It's not real. It's just training.
Right.
All right. We're out of time. So much more to cover with, redefining of domestic terrorism and domestic extremism and nationalism and white supremacism.
And all the things that you would expect with a communist enemy coup.
Exactly. We've seen it before. We're going to see it again. So gird yourselves, Christians. Lots to cover. But see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and we will catch you tomorrow. Blessings to all of you out there.